This week, I'm inside the Handlebar, which is on Manchester in the Grove. But this time of year, it actually morphs into something else, which we'll get into. Tatiana Telnikova is the owner, and she's with me. Thanks for inviting me over.
Absolutely. It's great to have you. Thanks for being here.
Well, tell me a little bit about the background of this place.
Gladly. Yeah. So Handlebar is a bicycle-themed bar that I opened on September 1st of 2010. People ask me why bicycles. Honestly, true story, I fell in love with St. Louis on a bicycle. I myself am originally from Moscow, Russia, and upon arriving to St. Louis at first, I wasn't a fan, you know, but then, to be fair, I was in Grief Corps, you know, for a bit. But then I moved to the city, and then I started riding my bike around, and it just gave me a really different, unique, and very intimate perspective of the city, and I just kind of fell in love with it, riding a bicycle, and met a whole wonderful community of people that also ride bikes around here, and then through that sort of just really felt like I got integrated into the St. Louis city life.
How long were you in St. Louis before you opened Handlebar?
Oh boy, I moved here in 99 and Handlebar was open in 2010, so
about a decade.
Yeah, so, but I moved as a teenager, so you know.
I have to say, you're the first person who's ever said that they learned to love St. Louis on a bicycle, just be honest.
Fair enough.
There are a lot of people who complain about the situation for riding bikes in the city. I'm talking about safety, primarily.
Yeah.
But I'm glad to hear that you were able to see the city and fall in love with it while you're on a bicycle. It's great. It's a great story.
Thanks.
And it turned into a bar.
Yeah. And the bikes, I mean, again, for me, they're just also a symbol of, you know, locality, sustainability, accessibility, because realistically you can have a bicycle for anybody. You know, there are people that don't have legs and have bicycles nonetheless. You know, like, it's just a very universal and unifying, I feel like, mode of transportation. And that's what the bar is for me. Like, I'm just really hell-bent on bringing, like, different types of people together into one space and getting them to interact with each other, just because I feel like that's the most, healthy and sustainable way, path forward for us, like, as a society. I feel like a lot of the issues that we have come from people being separated into different groups and being afraid of the other, of the unknown. And that's why, you know, here at this bar, like, I really just try to have, you know, events and, basically, like, events that bring different types of people together.
Well, that's a good goal. Why did you come to St. Louis in the first place? And, well, let me rephrase that. How did you wind up going from Russia to St. Louis?
Oh, that's, you'll need a lot more than 20 minutes for that.
Quick version.
The situation in Russia in the 90s was pretty unstable. I mean, I'll speak from Moscow and from my situation, right? It was just unsafe for me to be there for a variety of reasons. You know, come ask me about it another time. I'm an open book, but again, it's a long story. And then my parents really wanted me to get an education, like a more Western education, specifically in the U.S. And then through a friend of a friend of a friend, they found out about this really good high school here at John Burroughs. And I got into Burroughs. I was their first, like, full-time international student, actually. And, I came here to go there. Because I already had graduated high school in Russia at that point. Yeah, I graduated early, and then I came here, you know, did a couple years of Burroughs, and then continued on, you know, got degrees from WashU, AMSL, all that stuff. So,
great.
Here I am still.
That's great. Well, it's obvious that you're an integral part of the community here in the Grove. Mm-hmm. You've been here this long, and I know people love this place. I mean, I hear people raving about it all the time, so that's great. Now, specifically tell me about the bar. Before we get to its Halloween version, what is the bar like the rest of the year?
Like I was saying, it's... we really try to keep it interesting. So almost every night we have some sort of, like, there might be some sort of an event that you're welcome to participate in or not. Like, we just give people options to try new things. So, you know, you might come in here on a Monday and find maybe a knitting club or a social event, around vinyl records, you know, like bring your own vinyl. So where you can bring your own record and listen to it, and kind of the idea is to, you know, you get to show what you're into, but then also meet people that are like-minded, that are into that sort of stuff. Or maybe you'll come in here and there'll be a live band, and there'll be like a swing dancing class that's free for you to participate in. We also have like salsa dancing classes, and not just salsa, but it's a queer Afro-Latin salsa. So, you know, like it's a, in this like a safe environment where, you know, women, trans people, like everybody can come in as they are and feel that they can truly be themselves, express themselves how they want to be, and no one is going to judge them for it. So that's really the main thing here. It's just like, come as you are. Come with an open heart, like just be respectful of other individuals and, you know, expose yourself to some new cultures. On weekends, of course, we have really fun, like rager parties turn into like more of like a nightclub. But again, it's just like a very diverse community. And that's what I really like about it, just watching different people interact. A lot of the space and how it's designed is also kind of for that. Like we have two large fire pits outside. They're custom made because I didn't want the regular ones. They would only fit like one group of people at it, but I didn't want that. I wanted there to be enough space where it would be too big for one group, so then multiple groups would have to congregate around one space, because ultimately, again, it just serves to bring different types of people together, and maybe inevitably conversations will start, you know, and then hopefully friendships will ensue. And that's what, that's really what fuels me, I feel like, is hearing stories of people being like, oh, I met my fiance here, I met my best friend, or I made this really great work connection here, you know, just connecting people. Like that's, I really feel like that's my purpose in life. Like that's what I'm meant to be doing.
Interesting. Well, what I find interesting about it is, yeah, you can have a vision of doing that, but then in practical terms, you actually thought out the fire pit situation so that there were, I mean, that is, that's taking it to the next level, and I'm sure people appreciate it, so.
Yeah. Well, we even have an event that I launched after, and thank you, by the way. We even have an event that I'm pretty proud of that we launched after the pandemic, because the pandemic was obviously very difficult on a lot of people. I mean, for me personally, I can speak, like, it just launched me into a depression of a couple of years, you know, and I felt myself, I felt like very disconnected from people, even though I'm surrounded by them, right? But it just kind of just tore people apart in a lot of different ways. So then, and I was thinking, well, if I feel this way, you know, and I have so many, you know, I have so many connections realistically, right? Like, but if I feel this way, how must other people feel? Like, you know, I know a lot of people work from home and that sort of stuff. So we started an event called Nice to Meet You, which is, the idea is you literally just come. It's like kind of like a friend speed dating type thing. But I provide like a round of shots for everyone and like a free snack. So it's like, I don't expect you to buy anything. I just literally want you to come in, make friends, and then try to continue that connection. And we talk about like fostering friendships and how it's important not just to hang out, like have a drink one time, but then also like follow up with that person, go do something else. Like you don't have to always hang out at the bar. We have so much cool free stuff in St. Louis, but like now you have someone that you could be like, hey, you want to go catch that movie, or you want to go to the zoo, or to, I don't know, the art museum or something. So just really trying to connect people together.
And I know you talked about the diversity of people who come in here. What about age?
Yeah, it's age diverse too. We have events for, I have two little kids myself. I have a 2 and a 6-year-old. They're really freaking cute. Yeah, I also feel like there's a lot of, you know, like the Venn diagram between like what kids like and what drunks like is like very large. It's, you know, like it's a lot of commonalities there. So I feel like from owning a bar for many years, I'm basically a pro at being a parent. You know, so. But yeah, so we have events here for kids, and so that happens. I mean, obviously, usually like earlier in the evening and stuff. We have events for people with pets. And then just really try to, yeah, we don't age discriminate for sure. And in fact, I'm like, I have in the works, I do want to have an event that's similar to like the Nice to Meet You, kind of like a friend sort of making event, but for people that are like over 40, because I do realize that like the older you get, the more difficult it is to find time and get connected with people sometimes. So, but yeah, you can find just about anybody here. Of course, to be perfectly honest, on weekends, it's mostly going to be someone, you know, between like 25, 35-year-olds primarily. But then, you know, there are outliers that are always welcome, too.
Well, you've been here in this neighborhood for a decade and a half.
Mm-hmm.
What's your view of the Grove? I mean, as you've seen it transform?
I love the Grove. I mean, yeah, the reason that I wanted to be here in the first place is that it's kind of in the middle of every, like it's, you know, 50 minutes from everything, kind of in the middle of the city. I've always liked, I really appreciated the fact that it's, you know, it's a gay neighborhood, like established, you know, by, like reestablished rather. I understand it's gone through multiple transformations, but we're very tightly knit with the queer community here. And like as a female bodied and identifying person, that always made, like, those communities always feel safe for me, like, and oftentimes safer than, you know, straight bars. And so I appreciate that that's still here. And I feel like the Grove is just growing and transforming, but at the same time, like, staying true to itself. And it's not like although there are many new, like, fancy apartments and stuff here, there are many different options for people to still stay. And so it's not just like violently, like, gentrifying and all this stuff. So, like, it's kind of like a more organic growth, I would say, here. But it's been fascinating to watch it change this much. I mean, I knew it was, like, I felt like it was up and coming, but I didn't realize just how much it was going to transform in the, you know, last however many, yeah, you said, like, 14 years we've been here.
All right, so what happens in October at this place?
This year in October, and I'm going to give all the credit to Aaron, who is our GM here. This year in October, Aaron decided that we should become a pop-up Halloween bar. And I love Halloween myself. You know, I didn't get to start celebrating it until well into my teenage years. So, in fact, I call myself a Halloween purist. So, like, no cute costumes for me. I want everything to be scary. Aaron decked out the whole space with all these crazy decorations. It's unrecognizable. I feel like the photos are going to be definitely of haunted bars. So we even changed our logo. We're no longer Handlebar for the month of Halloween. We're a haunted bar. We have monsters roaming here on weekend nights, just spooking people. So, you know, you think it's a decoration and it's not. So it might follow you to the dance floor. We have awesome, different spooky cocktails and, the decorations. Really excited about the Halloween parties. We're going to have, obviously, the one on, you know, the Saturday before Halloween is the big blowout when, like, everybody is welcome, you know, all monsters and any sort of costumes that you can come up with. But also my personal favorite is the Zombie Prom, which is our annual event. We started, I don't know how many years ago, it's been a minute. But basically we do it on Halloween. And Zombie Prom is monsters and undead guests only. So if you come here dressed as a cute kitten, we'll be like, nice outfit, you can't come in, you know. You have to be a dead kitten to come in. So we will also have an artist here, so who will gladly paint your face for a fee to be like a zombie, skeleton, or a vampire. But essentially, like, you have to be some sort of a monster to enter. Otherwise, it's a one day of the year that we require, like, a certain kind of costume. And it's pretty awesome. I really look forward to that night. So that's on Halloween night specifically.
And are there any other events, or is that basically what you have going?
Well, I mean, we have, like I said, we have our events, like, all the time. Like, every day we have something going on. But the Halloween ones, I would say, yeah, we have the big Halloween party just kind of for everybody the Saturday before Halloween. Oh, we have a Doggy Doodles, which is on Wednesday before Halloween is when people can bring their pets, and we have an artist that will make a doodle of your pet, but this time it's Halloween themed, so they can make them into a little monster pet. And then the big zombie prom. So those are, like, the big ones. But of course, you know, we also have every Wednesday we have karaoke, Thursdays we have trivia, and this Thursday we're supporting Planned Parenthood. They're having a sex trivia, so, you know, if you want to learn about sexy things, you know, so there's that. And then every weekend we have DJs and line dancing on Sundays and whatnot. You just have to, yeah, just if you follow us on any of the socials or our website, you can find the event calendar. It's just a lot to go through.
And what are you dressing up as, you know?
I usually tell people, I think I'm going for, like, a vampire for one of the events. The other one, I usually go for, you know, the most horrifying thing you're going to see all night that you're not going to know who it is, that one is going to be me.
Oh, that's going to be you? Mm-hmm. So you're going all out scary.
Yeah.
You're the scariest person.
Yeah, ever. Yeah. I'm usually, like, the most disgusting. Like, you don't want, no one wants to stand. I also get into character. I don't talk to people. I tend to growl and act like a weirdo. So, yeah.
So you really get into it.
Yeah, I do. I do. So I get lots of liquid latex. Let's put it that way. Like,
oh my gosh. Yeah. You won't be recognized.
No. I just walk around and terrify people. That's it. and get so much joy out of it. You know, it's like for someone like my size and stuff, being terrifying for one night feels good.
How about future plans for the handlebar?
Boy.
You have anything on the horizon or just...
Well, I mean, we just realized our one plan that's been in the works for a long time, which has been the... We built like a 800 square foot deck out on the patio, and then just and then that resulted in me just redoing the whole patio and building the new gas fire pits and a whole new bar out there and everything. So the patio has really amped up. So nothing like that, you know, just because that was like a 2-year-long project that just completed like last year. So I'm trying to take a break and recuperate financially from that a little bit. But yeah, we're just excited for the holidays. We always do a Friendsgiving here around Thanksgiving time. So it's like a Friendsgiving potluck where like my household will make a turkey and then everybody brings something. So that's always really like heartwarming and cute. And then probably do something. We always do beer Christmas. That's a really big one. Yeah, beer Christmas is huge. And we have like a Christmas drag show, and then Four Hands brews a special unique like cask for us, and people get like to take a little pints home, and with every pint of that beer you get a present. So it's just, and we do like a Celia's Yuletide sing-along comes here, so it's a big like Christmas sing-along. It's a really really cute party that everybody really like loves, and yeah, that's been a tradition for many years now. So
well, when the weather's nice, do you do events around cycling?
I need to kind of get back more to that. We do host a monthly event, which is a monthly cycle. We're not the ones that are organizing it, but they organize it. We also work a lot with a few other, you know, like a few other bike clubs, like in the city. But yeah, I've been thinking about doing like a social ride and stuff. It's just a lot to take on. We also, when the weather was cold, we used to do these gold sprints, which are basically indoor bike races or stationary bike races. So maybe we'll bring that back this winter too.
That sounds
just to
fun.
Keep people warm, you know. So,
well, is there anything else you wanted to mention? We about covered it.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe something about that we love hosting parties and that kind of stuff.
That you love hosting parties?
Well, just, you know, like, if, you know, yeah, if it, I would say, like, holiday season, a lot of people want to, you know, they like to bring their, you know, like, employees and basically have,
Let me ask you about that. So do you do private events for, like, companies, that kind of thing?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we have several different spaces because, you know, we have the indoors kind of broken down into two spaces. Then we have the patio and we have the deck now. So yeah, we do private events and we also do semi-private events, for, you know, anything from a birthday to a corporate thing to, you know, even just like big college parties, like we'll rent this whole place out. Yeah, we have different packages available. We love hosting events, especially I prefer the semi-private ones where basically like the bar is still open to the public, but you have a chunk of it kind of for yourself and then you get to still kind of like, you know, enjoy the energy of the bar itself, but then, you know, have your party here. And plus, then we don't charge a rental fee for that one, so it's very affordable.
Oh.
Yeah, we have tons of really good specials, awesome happy hours, and half off pizza every day during happy hour. So, I don't know. We encourage everybody to stop by and check it out, and we love hosting parties. You're going to have a great time if you come here. I promise.
Tatiana Telnikova, she's the owner of the Handlebar in the Grove. It's actually called the Haunted Bar this month.
Ooh.
Lots going on. It's spooky. It really is really well done. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me.